Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
A new study in pediatrics finds gay and bisexual adolescents are more than five times more likely to misuse anabolic androgenic steroids than their heterosexual counterparts. Are you worried that your teen, even your heterosexual teen, might be tempted, whether by peer pressure or vanity or cosmetics, to try steroids, and they could be very dangerous? My guest is Dr. Aaron Blashill. He's an affiliated investigator at the Fenway Institute. Welcome to the show, Dr. Blashill. So let's first talk about your study. And what did the study show? What did you learn from it?
Well, thanks for having me on, Melanie. And a few take-home messages from this study. One is that it was the first to look at what is the prevalence rate of steroid use among sexual minority boys. And we found that 21% of gay and bisexual boys admitted to using steroids at least once in their life. And that was compared to just 4% for heterosexual boys. And that's a really dramatic disparity. We certainly hypothesize and I expected there to be a higher rate amongst the gay and bisexual boys, but we were really shocked at the magnitude of that relationship.
And do you have theories as to why? You said you had conjecture. Is it because they're more conscious of their looks or want to come off as maybe not seeming too feminine? What were the reasons?
So, you know, there's likely multiple pathways or mechanisms to explain that disparity, and we did look at a few within that study. For instance, we found that elevated depressive symptoms and suicidality, so thoughts about taking one's life, polysubstance use, so use of alcohol and other illicit substances, as well as victimization, so being bullied, being threatened, particularly at school, even missing school because of concerns about being victimized or being threatened. Those were three pathways that were explaining that relationship. And another important variable that unfortunately wasn't included in this study is body image. And we know that this is a very strong, robust predictor of steroid use. And we also know that gay and bisexual boys tend to have elevated levels of body dissatisfaction compared to straight boys. So these are likely some of the explanations that explain this disparity.
So now tell us about steroid use in general and performing enhancement drugs, you know, because you see kids, and I'm an exercise physiologist, Dr. Blashill, and I've been looking for signs in whenever I work with teen boys and college kids, you know, signs and symptoms that they're using steroids. But give us a little bit about what's the climate today with steroid use and what can parents look for to kind of give them a red flag that their child might be using steroids.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think unfortunately there's a real lack of awareness and understanding of not just anabolic steroid use, but appearance and performance-enhancing drugs in general. And oftentimes the media and even the medical population thinks about it in the context of athletes. And that's an important population. But we're finding that at least half, if not more than half of the boys and men using steroids in the U.S. are using it for appearance-related motives. And there's also emerging data, and it's relatively recent, but there's strong data coming out suggesting that the chronic use of steroids over the lifespan is associated with very significant morbidity and perhaps even mortality, particularly in the context of cardiovascular disease, endocrine dysfunction, neurocognitive impairments, particularly some memory deficits, and also psychiatric complications. So,
which could be definitely scary for any parent to hear. What would parents look for? We don't have a lot of time, Dr. Blashill. What are some signs that really would glare out at a parent?
Sure. So, you know, one thing would be a sudden change in mood. So if you're noticing increased depression or maybe even hypomania, so sort of a euphoric sense, these are some acute effects that can occur in, either withdrawal from steroids or acute intoxication, if you will. Also aggression, that might be a clue that something's going on with a child. In terms of more overt changes, you may see acne developing suddenly, particularly on the back. You also may notice behaviorally that your son or child is engaging in excessive exercise and weightlifting, perhaps to the point where they're excluding social or other obligations.
So you also would notice while they're exercising, and even if your child comes to you and says, oh, they've been lifting very heavily, that they're getting a different look rather quickly. And as
sure.
you mentioned, the acne on the back is a big sign, the mood, the aggression, maybe an over amount of time spent at the gym. These are all red flags that would send somebody to see you. What's a parent to do if they spot these red flags?
You know, I think the first step would be to have a conversation with their children about what's going on or noticing, hey, I can't help but notice that you've been spending a lot of time in the gym of lately, to the point where you're not hanging out with your friends as much. Or I've noticed a sudden change in your mood. What's going on? That might not necessarily be met with an open response, but I think parents really should try to initially engage in an open discussion with their kids, and they may be surprised. And depending on what that conversation turns to next, it may be appropriate to seek some professional interventions as well, whether that's from a psychologist, a psychiatrist, or otherwise, a mental health care professional.
And I also think it's important to discuss with your child, while you're opening those lines of communication, Dr. Blaschel, the ethics and proper training, and that using these kinds of things is sort of similar to cheating if they're doing it because they're wrestling or if they're doing it because of football, that it's really, you know, not only it could lead to serious health problems, but kind of the ethics that go with it, and maybe you can appeal to your teen that way too. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's a great point, and that might come back into a conversation of finding out what are the motives that are driving the use for one's child. If it happens to be more in the context of, you know, an athlete seeking a performance advantage, then perhaps appealing to that conviction you just mentioned. And if it happens to be more of a function of one's body image, then really having a conversation with your child about what are realistic and unrealistic expectations they may be setting for themselves.
Well, and I think that speaks to today's culture. I mean, steroids have been around, Dr. Blaschel, a very long time. But, you know, it seems that they were more accepted before. And in the school systems of coaches and such, with the pressure that kids feel under, I'd like you in the last minute for us, please, to wrap it up. Give us your best advice for parents listening about steroid use in their children and even about your study and what the take-home message is.
So I think that one take-home message is to not think that this is an insignificant issue, that the prevalence of steroid use is high. I mean, even if we're looking at heterosexual boys, 4%, that's likely an underestimate as well. That's a significant amount of children in any one school. And then when you look at sexual minority boys in particular, 21% is just glaring. So to be aware that this is occurring relatively frequently and is associated with some very serious health complications if chronically used, and then for parents to not be afraid to be engaging in frank conversations with their children about body image, about exercise in general. And I think that conversation can be enveloped into a conversation that includes performance and appearance-enhancing substances as well.
Thank you so much, Dr. Aaron Blaschel. It is all about keeping the lines of communication open. We've learned that so many times on this show, that with your teens, you must speak, keep those lines open, find out what your teen's doing, because it could impact their health. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Stay well.